And I was out there two or three different nights. He just plainly said that if you're not baptized, you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I tell you, right now, that's covering too much territory.
Who do you pray to in church?
Pray to the Lord.
Uh-huh. Call him anything else?
Well, no. Christ.
Uh-huh. And let's see, what do you call man who gives a sermon and things like that?
Well, some call them deacons, preacher, and some call them reverend, and so on. They have different names like that.
What would you say, perhaps he'd read you the 23rd, 23rd what?
23rd, you read the 23rd chapter of Psalms or something like that? Yeah.
That's the one. And the organ would play...
Well, I wouldn't know just what to say there.
Well, just what do you call it when the organ plays? You say we're going to have some
music? Church of Christ, you know, they don't believe in an organ at all.
Is that right?
No music whatever. Hmm. Nothing but singing. They think you ought to sing. Well, you know, lots of people can't hardly sing at all without some kind of an instrument, you know. Well, they don't have any at all, no kind.
I think Handel wrote the Messiah for the guitar.
Yes.
And all strange things. The organ was broken. Well, let's see, if the music is particularly fine, you say, my goodness, today the music was just plain.
This was really swell, mm-hmm. you might say.
Would you ever say it's beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful music. We had beautiful music today or something to that effect.
And the opposite of God is... You say God's in heaven and this fellow's in hell.
Well, you mean, now that's what they argue out at the Church of Christ. If you're not baptized, you sure are going to go to hell. Well,
whose head down there?
Huh?
Whose head of hell?
Well, that's a question again. They claim the devil is.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason I said this veil I was telling you about has never been slipped back so we could just see all these things and know all about it.
Talking about spirits, was there ever superstition around here about old, broken down houses among the children?
About being ghosts?
Yeah. What did they call a house?
They'd say that house has got ghosts. You can't live in that. Uh-huh. Ghosts in there have that superstitious idea, you know.
Did they say the house was...
Ghosts in that house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I wondered if they ever called it haunted or handy.
Yeah, haunted house, ghosts in there.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you were particularly pleased to see someone?
Say, I'm happy to meet you again, or something to that effect.
And as a boy, did you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am?
To a great extent, that's what I was supposed to do, anyway.
I think that was the early training.
Yes.
If you're angry with something, what would you probably say?
Well, you'd probably say I'd got mad.
And if you hit your finger with a hammer, what would you say?
Well, sometimes you'd say something you hadn't ought to.
Do you have mulberries around here?
We have some mulberries, but they don't have mulberries.
Just look at birds.
Yeah, well, them there birds, they no telling what they eat.
One of them up there munching one?
Yeah, them birds sometimes give my bed a bad time here. I just lay out here sometime and rest, you know. And
it's good for you, isn't it?
But I don't sleep here. I have slept out here, but I don't sleep here anymore.
When was the last time we were there?
Last time
you stretched out.
Oh,